Masechet Kelim Perek He, Mishnah Zayin. We learned earlier that any earthenware utensil has to be broken in order to allow it to lose its tum'ah status. You cannot simply immerse it in a mikveh. Here we'll talk about how much an earthenware oven has to be broken in order to make it tahor once again. Mishnah says, Tanur shenitma ketzad mitaharin oto, an oven made of earthenware that became tameh. How do we make it tahor? How much do we have to break it in order to make it tahor? Holko lishlosha, you have to divide the oven into three parts by cutting it in three places from top to bottom. Generally, we would think that two spots would be enough to divide it into two. Why do we have to divide it into three pieces? Halakha is three is important because if you cut it into two and it was an uneven divide, one part would be bigger than the other. And we have a halakha that if there's a majority of the utensil there, it still holds the properties of the utensil, even the fact that it would be still tameh. So you want to make it pure, you have to have three pieces, which is an automatic non-majority of the utensil in each piece. Vigorer et tefila. You have to also scrape off the clay on the outside of the oven, in order so that the sections are fully divided up and they're not held together. Ad sheheh ba'aretz, and these cuts in the walls have to reach the ground. If they do not, the uncut part of the wall hold the sections together and they're not considered to be broken. Rabbi Meir omer, eno sarich ligror et ha-tefillah. Says Rabbi Meir, you don't have to scrape off the coating from behind the cuts. Below ad sheheh ba'aretz, you don't have to cut it all the way until the cut reaches the ground. Ela ma'ato mibifnim arba'a tefahim. Rather, if you cut the walls of the oven from the inside until less than four tefahim remain, and you do not have to remove the coating of clay, according to the opinion of Rabbi Meir, as long as the oven itself is broken, that you cut it to such an extent, the broken part, and even if the broken parts are being held together, it doesn't make a difference. It's still considered to be a broken oven. Rabbi Shimon omer, v'sarich lahasi'o, says Rabbi Shimon, he's stricter, and he says even more than the first Tana. Not only do you have to remove the coating and cut it all the way to the ground, but you need to move the sections away from each other in order for it to become tahor. According to the first Tana, as long as you cut it through, you did your job, and you remove the clay, it's now tahor. But according to Rabbi Shimon, you have to physically remove the sections from each other in order to make it tahor. If you divided the oven into two sections, like we said earlier, one large and one small, the larger section is tameh and the small section is tahor. The larger section remains tameh because it's the majority of the original oven, and therefore it's not considered to be broken. It retains the original properties of the oven, which was already tameh. The smaller piece, on the other hand, loses it. It loses its tum'ah status and becomes tahor. Halakha l'shlosha had gadol kishnayim. If you divided the oven into three sections, one of them was as large as the other two combined. One section was more than half of the original oven, and each of the other ones were less than a quarter of the original oven. Hagadol tameh ushnayim aketanim tehorim. The larger section is tameh, and the two smaller ones are tahor. The large section, which is still the majority of the oven, the original oven, is tameh because it still retains the properties of the oven because it's the majority. The two smaller ones, which are less than the majority of the oven, they become tahor. They lose the properties of the oven. They're not called an oven anymore.